Welcome back, everyone, to another Your Daily at yourdaily.blogspot.com.
Hi, people.
A website where I post interesting things I find on the internet throughout the week, and then Dexter and I talk about it on this show on the weekend. And Dexter sees it for the first time.
What?
And you see these things for the first time when we do the show.
Yeah.
So let's begin with the first story that we have titled, If I Die a Bacon-Related Death, I'd Like It to Be Because of This. This is a photo that somebody sent me a link to where basically a guy weaves a blanket of bacon together to make a basket, covers it with cheese, rolls it up into a canister as it's filled with cheese, and cooks the thing and then slices it like a big log roll. And, I mean, it's essentially, it looks really good, but it's just like fat cheese and bacon and cholesterol all wrapped up into, I mean, why would you even cut it? Why wouldn't you just hold on to it like a Slim Jim? Although this isn't slim whatsoever, but sit there, you just hold on to it and bite into it like that. But yeah, the first picture, which I didn't post here, shows how he weaved it into that. You see how it's all interwoven, the bacon and everything there? So that was sent to me from the website holytaco.com is where we got that one from. Oh, I'm viewing this. We're using Conqueror and my flash isn't working. Shoot. Okay, well, I'm just going to have to explain this one to you. The next post is a video called Human Slinky Video. And it was found over on YouTube. And it is a dude in a giant slinky outfit with slinky arms, slinky head, slinky body. And he moves around and does a little dance.
That's awesome.
As a slinky.
Where did you get human-sized slinkies?
It's just a costume that he made, I guess. I don't know. I'm not really quite sure how that works.
I think I know how to get it to go on
YouTube. I wish I could play it for you. Why the heck? Ugh. I'm so sick of the fact that Flash doesn't work in Conqueror anymore. What?
I think I know how to get your song to go and repeat.
How?
Go to Yamarok.
Yeah.
Now go to Tools.
Yeah.
Never mind. Now go to Settings.
Sorry. I like the fact that you don't even have Yamarok 2, which I'm using, and you're trying to tell me how to use it.
Repeat.
Oh, repeat.
Track.
Track.
That's right.
There you go. Nice job. Okay, you did tell me how to use it.
That's how it's like in my Yamarok.
I know, but it also has a little icon at the bottom that it can use.
I would like everybody in the world to know. Well, that, not everybody. Listens to the show. That I just want a quarter.
That's because I have them all over the floor.
Oh, there's another one. Just a second.
I know. Okay. No, we're doing the show here. They're still going to be there after the show is over.
I see a third one, but it's too far to reach, so I'm just going to wait.
Right. Gotcha.
Maybe not even get it.
Okay, now where were we? Oh, yeah. So we did the human slinky video. Next is another video that is... Okay, put the quarters down.
I am. I'm putting them down like that.
Stop. See, you can't hold on to the quarters. We proved this on the other show. I rushed for it. I went to catch it because it was going off the table. That's what I was doing.
I'm sure you did.
Dexter got himself a Two-Face coin from the Batman movie. Yes, but you can't flip a coin.
Yeah, I finally figured out I can do it really well today.
Okay, don't do it. I'll take your word for it for now. Let's continue with the show. No, no, no.
Do it.
No, don't do it.
Just keep going on with the
show. No, because you're
going
to hit something.
No, I will not.
Okay, if you drop it, then you owe me $100. Okay, good. He caught it. Oh, but thanks for leaning over to the mic to burp for us.
You're welcome.
Okay, so the next video that we have is and I wish you could have seen this one. It's called Food Court Musical, and it's not what you think. It's not like High School Musical. Well, it kind of is, but it's not like a serious thing. What it is it's these group of people, they went to a food court, and they placed themselves strategically throughout the food court, and then one of the workers who was in on it... all of a sudden, she spilled something, and then she starts singing out loud, and she's actually waiting on a customer, and the customer's like, what the hell is going on? And she starts singing this song, and then all of a sudden, one of the people that's part of it from the crowd like stands up and starts singing along, and then the janitor comes along, and he starts singing with it, and it's like all planned out. But everybody figures it out about halfway through, but looking at the genuine expressions on these people's faces, like going, what in the hell is going on? You know, because they just start singing. So that's another YouTube video I found, which
I
can't play.
That's quite humorous.
Next, the greatest American hero. Oh, by the way, I'd like to point out that the song didn't continue playing.
Wait, go back to playlist. Go back to playlist.
Actually, it's not even playing at
go
all.
Go back
anymore.
To playlist, dog.
No, I'm not going to.
I know what you did. Repeat. See. Oh.
Yeah, see?
It's because you did
repeat
it wrong.
Repeat track.
It was so, your fault, not anyway. Because you're just stupid.
As we were saying, the greatest American hero returns in comic book form. So, The Greatest American Hero was, I think I've told you about this, it was a show that was on when I was a kid. It was a television show, and what it was is this guy found a costume that was like an alien costume that gave him superpowers, but the person who left it on Earth didn't tell him how to use it. So, every week he would, you know, try and, you know, he was a superhero, and this guy kept pushing him to be a superhero. But he didn't know how to do it, and he didn't know how the suit would work, and sometimes it would do stuff, sometimes it wouldn't. Like, he couldn't fly. Like, he'd try to fly, and he'd just basically be flailing his arms because he's, like, I mean, he's flying, you know, so the whole thing. And he didn't know how to land, so when he landed, he'd just crash into the ground or land or run into a wall or something, and that's how he landed. Well, anyway, what happens is they announce that although it only lasted 3 seasons on ABC, The Greatest American Hero still has quite a loyal following 25 years after its untimely cancellation. You can't keep a good television superhero down, however, Ralph, Pam, and Bill Maxwell are making a comeback in comic book form. So this story was announced over at AssociatedContent.com, so there's going to be a Greatest American Hero comic book.
Sweet.
Actually, it looks like it might already be out because it says fall of 2008. I haven't
and
seen
that's
it.
That's a while ago.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. When I saw this post, it looked new to me. I thought it was
a new post.
It's
freaking winter.
Whatever.
It's the first day of winter today.
Now we'd like to wish a happy belated birthday, because this was earlier this week, to Creative Commons, who is celebrating its 6th year. Creative Commons is turning 6, and to celebrate, they had a Creative Commons Community Worldwide party. And there are a bunch of pictures and stuff from different parties posted over on wiki.creativecommons.org/birthday_party_2008. You could probably find it if you go to the site. But I'm a huge fan of Creative Commons. My band released all of our records. Lorenzo's Music released all of our records under Creative Commons. This podcast is under Creative Commons. I'm a big supporter of it. It's basically creating your own copyright so you can be protected for your stuff, but people can still use it. That's just
sweet.
That's a quick boil down of it, but I've always been a big fan of Creative Commons, so I just wanted to put that up there.
Me too.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I've known it is since before you said this article, man.
I thought you were, when I said, so I put it up there, and then you said me too, because you didn't put it up there.
Because I that's knew what this was saying. Before we did this article, man. I'm serious.
I see.
I'm not even joking.
I didn't say you were. All right, next is a link to a kind of a nifty little widget. There are a couple of them out there, but I just ran across this one, and it seemed
smarter.
It's smarter. That's true. That's what it says. It says, ClearSpring, your widget just got smarter. So, if you have a bunch of different blogs or anything like that, you can promote it using ClearSpring and create your own little custom widget that you can put on your site and reach over 80 social destinations. It is the premier content sharing tool. And you can quickly add it to your webpage, which is enabling them to be widely distributed. And it's just a neat little widget you can put on your site, and then when people go to it or like it, they can post it on their MySpace, their Facebook, their Blogger,
Creative
other
Commons
such things.
Is really young.
Yes, it is really
I'm
young.
Older than it.
You are older than it.
Because I'm sweet like that.
Right. So anyway, that last thing I was talking about was over at clearspring.com, if you want to check it out. Now, Dex, do you remember the game Myst? You and I used to play it a long time ago.
I don't remember playing it. But
well, you were pretty much, you were a lot younger then, but you and I used to sit when we first got our computer.
It doesn't even work anymore.
No, because it was for Windows 95, the version we had. But Myst was a really cool game where you went around this magical world and tried to find things that you needed to get to the next level. There was no time limit. There weren't even any other people in it. It was just you were in this place all by yourself, and it was a real cool, spooky, nifty little place that you went to. And I always thought it was really cool. Well, it appears that Myst Online, which has been fairly popular, is going open source, so fans can make their own world. So what it amounts to is GameTap was hosting Myst Online, And they decided to shut it down. They said, nope, we're not doing it anymore. So Yuru Live earlier this year, who was a major, or what does it say? Oh, sorry, GameTap canceled it. But now fans will have a chance to shape the future of the game, as developer Cyan Worlds has announced that the source code for Myst will soon be released, giving fans the ability to mold and update and now open source game as they see fit. So just
that's
like the Creative Commons.
Go well, I don't think.
Why not?
That's that means that they're putting it in Creative Commons and people can post it online so they can host it themselves. Other people can play it on their website. Oh. People can help improve it and make new worlds. So like the game exists and they'll be like, you know what, we should make another world to go to or something like that, and they can build it. They can do whatever they see fit to the game. So this story was posted over at ArsTechnica.com.
Whoa.
ArsTechnica. You're an ArsTechnica. Okay, next we have a couple of themed posts because the first of all, it's been announced, or it's finally almost official, I think this week, Polaroid is going to stop making Polaroid photo cameras. You know, like the shake it like a Polaroid picture. The instant thing that looks like that picture, they're not making them anymore. They're out of production now, officially.
Why is everything going out of production?
Because digital cameras give you instant pictures. You don't need instant photo cameras anymore. So now everybody's becoming a huge fan of these again. And there are a bunch of different sites like this. Polar Premium at polapremium.com is starting a gallery where you can post your artistic Polaroid photos and stuff and share them with people. And you can go to that site. You
don't
what?
I don't get it.
Get what?
The difference.
What do you mean you don't get the difference?
Between a Polaroid picture? Like, what is it?
A Polaroid picture, you see that picture that's right there and you see how it's on that square?
Yeah.
That's what you did, is when you took a picture with a Polaroid camera, that square is what it would take it on inside of the camera, and then it would shoot it out. And then you would sit there and wait, and slowly it would develop, and then it would be an actual squared picture that you had.
Whoa.
We used to have one, and when you were younger.
Sweet.
And yeah, they were kind of neat. They came out when I was a kid, and it was like the neat thing because you could take a picture and instantly it would be printed for you. But problem was is the quality of these cameras weren't always so hot, especially with the film that it was printed on.
In fact, I think they were cold.
Nice. So that's what that is. Do you kind of understand what I mean now?
A little.
Yeah. But the reason they stopped making it is because digital cameras, you can put them on your computer right away, and most people are just sharing the pictures with like Flickr and stuff anyway. So why would they need to do that?
Spoke over you.
But now, like I said, this is kind of a themed post here. I also found this. There's also a program which right now only works in Mac, but they've got a private beta of it for Windows, and a Linux one is coming out soon. But it's called Polaroid Project over at polaroid.net. And what it is it's a application that you can download, and then it acts just like you're taking a Polaroid picture. So you take a real picture, drag it into the application, and then it makes it look like a Polaroid picture. Basically, it makes it look like a crappy picture on a Polaroid photo. So I thought that was kind of neat. So I wasn't able to check it out because I don't actually have a Mac. But, you know, the concept was cool, so I thought I'd post it.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? Next is a link I found. I just thought it was cool because I was a big fan of The Jungle Book and I liked the punk rock music when I was growing up. So over on the Found blog at found.com, which is found.com, they have a collection of flyers, and one of them is a Black Flag flyer with Baloo the Bear from The Jungle Book on it.
Sweet.
And he's carrying the head of the Sleeping Beauty Princess.
Isn't that kind of naughty?
It is kind of naughty, but that's what the punk rockers did back in the day. It's no different than... It was like I was talking about with you and Xylus last night. It's all for shock and awe.
Where Xylus was here last night?
Yes. And remember he had that poster that says heavy effing metal, and I'm like, yeah, I had that when I was your age too. I think that kind of upset him. Because that was the whole purpose of it. It's supposed to be something where you're like, I don't like that. And it's like, yeah, I had that on a t-shirt. You know? So you're not really shocking me. So I thought that was funny. Anyway.
He said that to me and I was just like, nice.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on, this is our last post. This is something that actually I had to look up because a friend of mine, I was talking to him on Skype the other day. He's out in California, and he was like, hey, have you ever heard of Krampus? And I was like, no, what is Krampus? And he's like, look it up. And apparently Krampus is, well, the title of the article is, Did You Know Santa Has an Evil Brother? True story. Well, that's not actually the title. I kind of said it my own way. But yeah, Krampus, this is the story. He told me all about it. What it is, and his dad used to tell him about this, when you were bad, Krampus came to your house instead, and that's Krampus, the dude with the big devil horns and evil looking, and he's got an axe. And when you were bad, that was who visited your house.
Sweet.
And he was supposedly Santa's brother, which follows more in the Christian sort of like God Satan thing, mm-hmm. where like there's two sides to the coin. Hey, the coin. we brought your theme back into it.
Yeah.
But so the word that Krampus really originates from the old High German word for claw, Krampen. In the Alpine regions, the Krampus is represented by an incubus in company of St. Nicholas. Traditionally, young men dress up as Krampus in the first 2 weeks of December, particularly in the evening of December 5th, which is supposedly the real date of Christmas for some reason, and roam the streets, frightening children with rusty chains and bells. In some rural areas, the tradition also includes slight birching by the Krampus, especially of young females.
I totally gotta do that.
Yeah, so that's...
Wait, what's birching?
I think it means, like, hitting them.
Sweet.
Like, beating them.
I wanna do that.
No, you're not going to. I'm just gonna lay that down right now. But anyway,
fine,
this if you want to learn...
Can I shake the rusty chains and bells?
That
though?
You can do. I don't want you hitting nobody.
Sweet.
Krampus
tomorrow.
Will actually come here for you.
Oh, crap. He probably will.
Yeah. So that's that. And that was over at wikipedia.org. So check it out. Just look up Krampus if you want to find out more about Krampus. And I'm going to say it one more time. Krampus. That's K-R-A-M-P-U-S. Krampus.
Krampus.
All right. That's the end of our show for today. You want to do our closing spiel? For the people?
To contact us, you can do some stuff.
Yes, you can. So thank you for joining us at yourdaily.blogspot.com.
Go to the site. You'll see it all. It's kind of easy.
Yes, you can figure it out. And we'll see you next time. And we'll be posting stuff throughout the week. And we'll talk to you about it later.
Gotta be in the club.
Have a good evening, everyone.
I'll see you later, guys. I love you all.